All right, before we get into this, I need to apologize to all of you guys that signed up for Patreon over the last few weeks. For some reason, my Patreon notifications, all of a sudden, they're being sent to my junk folder. Before yesterday, I hadn't promoted Patreon in a couple of months. If I'm not notified that a new member signed up, I really have no reason to check it. I went to grab the link yesterday to put it in the description of the video, and when I did that, I noticed that we've added 9 new patrons in just the last few weeks. Now, anytime someone signs up, I always send them a personal email thanking them for their donation. Now, I feel absolutely terrible that I dropped the ball on this, especially because those that signed up did so of their own volition without me asking them to do it. So, to all you guys that signed up, I'm sorry. I apologize. I promise you, I will be reaching out to all of you this week. All right. From time to time, we will talk about virtue signaling here on the channel. Now, just in case anyone is unfamiliar with the term, those proficient in the art of virtue signaling, they publicize their good character. They publicize their good deeds. Virtue signaling, it tends to hit its peak during the month of Woke Christmas. Every professional sports league in the country wants everyone to know we're down with the pride. ESPN, they are one of the leaders when it comes to virtue signaling. ESPN has never rejected a woke cause. When it comes to fighting racism, ESPN's on the front lines. Prepping for the NCAA championships and women's swimming in a race competing against mythical misogyny, ESPN is there to hand you your jockstrap. During Woke Christmas back in June, ESPN published an extensive article titled ESPN's Guide to Pride Night in Professional Sports Leagues. They put in a lot of time and effort into making sure their audience knew where they could celebrate the pride. Want to take 7-year-old Sherman to see a drag show? Head on out to Fenway Park. Want your child to see the amazing transformation of Fran into Dan? The Milwaukee Brewers have you covered. Is your kindergartner struggling with gender identification? Does he identify with the letter Q? The NWSL is the place for him or her. During halftime, Megan Rapinoe will give her testimony. She will amaze the audience with her story of struggling as a teenage girl to the recognition at adulthood that she was indeed a prepubescent boy. Now, I would imagine this article took hours and hours to put together. ESPN covered pride celebrations in the NFL, NBA, WNBA, NWSL, Major League Soccer, the NHL. They even covered the celebrations in Europe, which is fine. That's fine. Whatever. But let me ask you something. How come ESPN can't put that same time and effort, that same energy, into honoring our military? You know, the military, the brave men and women who put their lives on the line every fucking day so Quentin has the luxury of living in a country where he can identify as questioning, where Dan has the luxury of living in a country where he has the right to become Fran, where ESPN has the right to allow themselves to be infected with the woke fungus, where dudes like me have the right, the opportunity to make a living on this platform. Our military deserves to be honored and respected. Every year, the NFL designates 3 weeks of the regular season to honor the military. The month of November, Salute to Service Month in the NFL. Roger Goodell, the NFL, they take a lot of shit, especially from the mainstream media. But the league does a phenomenal job recognizing our veterans in the military. Same goes with the NBA. I don't watch Major League Baseball. I have no idea what they do to honor the military, but I'm sure they do something. Yesterday, ESPN decided they were going to honor the military. Now, just to be transparent, I didn't watch College game day yesterday. We were busy all day yesterday. We left the house yesterday morning, didn't get home until late yesterday afternoon. So it's entirely possible ESPN put together a package for College game day honoring the military, and I missed it. Even if that's the case, the way they chose to honor the military during the LSU-Arkansas game was nothing short of disrespectful. Going into or coming out of commercial breaks, television networks, they will often run what I like to call mini ads. Now, these are the ads that are run where the screen is split up. The ad runs on one side, the background of the field or something else is on the other side. Now, during the fourth quarter of LSU Arkansas, ESPN ran one of these spots coming out of commercial break. Now, I don't know if there was a timing issue. I don't know if the segment was double booked. To be honest with you, I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. ESPN used this segment to honor fallen members of the military and current members of the military. There was just one problem. They put military veterans in the background of the shot so they could run a fucking advertisement of Papa John's. Watch it for yourself.
The Shaq-a-roni is back at Papa John's, and it's fit to feed a Shaq-sized family.
So thankful for all our veterans, their courage, and their commitment to our country.
This Papa John's ad was so out of place, even God-awful announcing called out ESPN about it. God-awful announcing. They will blindly defend ESPN anytime they are called out for their woke bullshit. Even they thought this was distasteful. Now, if this same thing happened on Fox, CBS, I would just write it off as an oversight, a simple mistake. We would just move on. Do I think ESPN did this on purpose? Do I think they were trying to disrespect the military? No. I think ESPN's out of touch, but I don't think they were going out of their way to shit on the military. But it's hard to overlook something like this at ESPN because of their history. Over the last couple of years, ESPN has made it their business to shit on America. Remember the article they published on the morning of the 4th of July? You guys remember that article? Howard Bryant, known to the shitfucks at ESPN as the Bald Bull, he wrote a lengthy article on Independence Day about the lack of freedom we have in America. Millions of men are suffering today as their freedom to have an abortion has been taken away by evil white men in the Supreme Court. Howie, not sure if you know this, but there's birth control available to men that's proven to be 100% effective. It's called biology, science. It can't fucking happen. Now, this is the same network that spent countless hours, hundreds of thousands of dollars, putting together a special on racism in America. Of course, Sage Steele wasn't allowed to be a part of that special. She didn't fit the narrative. Plus, the ultimate beta male, Ryan Clark, he was afraid to work with her. I can't work with Sage. I'm afraid she will get me pregnant. This is the same network that produced a two-hour documentary on Bubba Wallace and the supposed racism that he deals with every day in NASCAR. He's the only African-American driver in a sport filled with white men. Over a year after that whole rope incident was proven to be a misunderstanding, after an investigation by the FBI proved Bubba Wallace was full of shit, ESPN still went forward with a documentary pretending all of it was true. Well, Casey, why are you bringing all this up? Because it shows you the mentality at ESPN. It shows you what they really care about. They put all these resources together, all this time, into producing bullshit propaganda. But not one person working that game yesterday could take 5 minutes to realize running a Papa John's ad while also honoring the military was distasteful, disrespectful. If ESPN really cared about honoring the military, wouldn't they put more thought into it? It wasn't like this was a live production. Someone had to place members of the military in the background of the shot, and they had to put Papa John's front and center. Last Tuesday, AOC was interviewed on The Breakfast Club. And during the interview, she kept using this decades-old talking point of profits over people. Capitalism is evil. It puts money over people. You know, capitalism is not a perfect system, but it's damn sure better than the alternative. But isn't that what ESPN did yesterday? Wouldn't this be a prime example of putting money over people? Or in this case, profits over honoring the military? You think AOC is going to criticize ESPN for this? Doubtful. Like I said, I don't think they did it on purpose. And if this happened at any other network, I doubt I'd even bring it up. Maybe I would mention it, but I wouldn't dedicate an entire video to it. But because of recent history at ESPN, it's hard not to draw negative conclusions to something like this. And look, I could be reading too much into this. I just think if I found it distasteful as a civilian, I cannot imagine how people in the military or family members of those who were honored felt about it. But you let me know. Give me your thoughts on this. If I'm reading too much into it, let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.